اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Abu al-Aynayn Shu'aysha, an Egyptian reciter who was born in 1922. He learned Quran recitation at the age of 7, and his first teacher was his father, Ahmad Shu'aysha. This prominent master of Quran recitation, who followed the style of Sheikh Muhammad Rifat, entered Egyptian radio at the age of 17, and at that moment, he was the youngest Quran reciter on the radio. He had a warm voice and precisely pronounced each and every word and letter. Sheikh Abu al-Aynayn Shu'aysha traveled to many Muslim and non-Muslim countries, including France, England, Turkey, Jordan, Syria, Kuwait, and of course, Islamic Republic of Iran. He was the chairman of the jury panel in Islamic Republic of Iran's 15th International Quran Competition in 1998. He believed that Iranian reciters ranked second after Egyptians, and that these two countries have the most number of reciters in Muslim world. He passed away in 2011 at the age of 89. May Allah bless him. Now let's listen to Sheikh Abu al-Aynayn Shu'aysha reciting Surah An-Najm, verses 42 to 52, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful, and that to your Lord is the end, and that it is He who makes to laugh and makes to weep, and that it is He who causes death and gives life, and that He creates the pairs, male and female, from drops of discharge when it is emitted, and that upon Him is another bringing forth, and that it is He who gives much or a little, and that He is the Lord of Sirius, and that it is He who destroyed the former people of Ad, and Thamud, He spared none of them, and the people of Noah aforetime, verily they were more unjust and more rebellious and transgressing.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 42 to 52 of Surah An-Najm, recited by Sheikh Abul Aynain Shu'aisha. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Shu'aisha, like we've said before, is one of those reciters who has only recited in Hafs an Asim.
Mm-hmm.
He has never recited in any other riwayah. Okay?
Yes.
And there are some other reciters like him, such as Mahmoud Ramadan, Muhammad Imran, Sayyid Muhammad Naqshbandi, and some other reciters who only recite in Hafs. And so we don't have to worry about the other riwayat for today's program. Sheikh Abul Aynain Shu'aisha has a very good voice. Even though it seems that he's exerting a lot of pressure on his voice, it's still very beautiful. I mean, he has qarar, okay, the low register. He has jawab, the middle register.
And jawab.
And also jawab ul jawab. And we heard all of these registers in today's recitation.
That is the highest register, actually.
Yes, and the jawab ul jawab was in verse 47 on the word al-ukhra. He raised his voice to the jawab ul jawab. وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ. Now let's talk about the tajweed. وَأَنَّ, we have a noon with tashdeed. We have to apply ghunna for two vowel counts, nasalization of the noon for two vowel counts. By two vowel counts, we mean the duration of the ghunna should be as long as two vowel counts, like a mad.
Yes.
وأن,
a normal mad.
A normal, yeah, mad الطبيعي. إلى ربك المنتهى. We have ikhfa of nun sakina in this word. منتهى. We have to approximate the place of articulation of ta. You have to make the head of the tongue really close to the gum line behind the upper front teeth without making it touch it. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you make a nasal sound for two vowel counts.
And can I make a point here?
Go ahead.
That is actually here, this word shows that ikhfa can take place within a word, unlike
idgham. Yes, that's right. In fact, idgham is the only rule of nun sakina that can't take place within a word. It can only take place within a phrase.
That's right.
But the other rules of nun sakana, they can take place in both a phrase or a word. وَأَنَّهُ We have another nun with tashdeed. You have to read all of these nuns with tashdeed with ghunnah
yes.
for two vowel counts. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ The Lord has... it has the characteristic of isti'la and itbaq, mm-hmm. which means you have to pronounce it with tafkhim.
Yes.
With pharyngealization and velarization.
We have to raise the tongue.
Yeah, the root of the tongue should be raised.
And the
also
body,
the back of the tongue, yes. وَأَنَّهُ See, all of these are ghunnas. We have at the beginning of each of these verses, وَأَنَّ إِلَى وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ وَأَنَّهُ خَلَغَ So you have to be careful that you don't miss applying the ghunnas for these words.
Nasalization for two counts.
Yeah. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى All of the letters here are letters of istifal. You have to pronounce all of them with tarqiq.
أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى
One of the keys of the Arabic accent and fisaha is observing the rule of tafkhim and tarqiq. Mm-hmm. If you do this, you have in fact been able to recite the Quran. It's like it's one third of the Arabic accent is the tafkhim and tarqiq.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we could say it like this. And so you have to be really careful that whenever there is a tafkhim, you don't pronounce it with tarqiq.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa.
If you master this skill, actually you have one third of fasaha.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ This is one example of تَفْخِيم and تَرْقِيق mm-hmm. in one word. خَلَقَ
خَلَقَ
Exactly. Only the lam has تَرْقِيق. خَا
mm-hmm.
and قَا, they have تَفْخِيم.
And I think the thing that helps us to pronounce this is the lips, the shape of the lips.
That's right. And also the root of the tongue.
خَلَقَ
خَلَقَ
mm-hmm.
خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ ذَال is, let's talk about the place of articulation of ذَال. ذَال, we use the tip of the tongue, the edge of the front teeth, and the head of the tongue, and the gum line behind the upper front teeth.
It's somehow close to the voiced TH sound.
Yeah, somewhat close to it.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن وفيه محاسن الأخلاق